It has, sometimes they say yeast in the old days, they have to burn it all.
I don't know what the medical name is, but I can't call it now.
No, but did you ever hear it called proud flesh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they'd be like, if you got just a little cut on your finger, they'd be this kind of a stuffy stain that's red that they put on there.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a poison in the blood that causes it.
And they put some kind of a disinfectant sort of a thing used to use a lot.
Yeah.
Don't see it much anymore, but they take it out and kind of paint it on there, so what would you call that kind of disinfectant?
I forgot that now. We used to use something like that. But,
iodine. Oh, no. Now, I don't know if they ever had any malaria around here, but there was something that they would take for malaria they give people. It was a bitter kind of a pill, they say.
I think that was quinine.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about someone and you said that, like, yesterday they were alive and then today they're not, you'd say, well, last night he
died.
Mm-hmm. Or you might...
I was living yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you say, last night he died, or you might say, last night he, in other words, for died.
Yeah.
Another way you might say, instead of saying died, you might put it another way. Something like, passed away.
Different phrases to it can be used.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, I don't know what he died
with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the place where people are buried, placed out by a church a lot of times where they bury people.
Right, so. Burying ground,
mm-hmm.
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Either one.
I tell you, my mind's getting weak.
Are you getting?
I can't think much, but maybe I can from here on. I'll try to check up on it a little.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fine, good spell of weather.
Mm-hmm.
We've got cabbage up there. Cabbage heads that big and looks like they're just about ready to go to popping open.
Oh, really? The weather makes it like that.
Yeah.
Well, you ready to go again?
Yeah, I feel a little rested now. I'll still do.
Well, let's see. Now, the last thing we were talking about was like around a church or something where they bury people, I believe you said.
Yeah.
Call that
We call that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what would you call it, kind of box that they put people in?
Well, here, we put them in two. We put them in a box, mm-hmm. And then we put them in a casket.
Oh, I see. So there's two different things.
Yeah, two different things.
Oh, I see.
And the box now is, it'll last for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And naturally, the casket's made out of material that a lifetime aluminum or something,
mm-hmm.
It'd mm-hmm. be right there at Judgment
mm-hmm.
Day, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Well, now, what about the ceremony that you have at the cemetery?
Well, we have some wants it at one of the other the funeral
mm-hmm.
parlors,
mm-hmm.
And they have it there. They're well equipped at each place, and they can several hundred people be seated at either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go to the church, why? Sometimes, if the weather's bad or something comes up, we just have a little short graveside service
mm-hmm.
and put them away.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put my sister away that way. It was raining that day, and I was sick, and really wanted to go, but I did go, and we didn't get to stay to fill the grave. Went back the next day then, and they had it all fixed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, a lot of times after somebody's died, their relatives and their kinfolk, you know, they'll, like their immediate family will, like, wear black.
Yeah.
And you'd say that they are in
in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that, do we? That custom, I believe we ought to do, but we don't.
Oh, you don't do that anymore.
They just go dressed as they please.
Oh, no matter
well,
what.
Well, now they don't none go gaily dressed.
Yeah.
They just
mm-hmm.
wear common clothes.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times people get a disease in their joints that makes them ache and hurt. What do you call that?
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, you don't hear about this much, but used to be a disease I heard about that would make you turn yellow, make people's skin turn yellow.
I've seen that too.
What would that be called?
Yellow jaundice.
Oh, yeah.